Hey folks, Dan Ferreira here with your closing bell for March 10th, 2025. So mortgage rates came down a little bit, so did the equity markets. So let's get over to see what happened in the broad markets that we're seeing today. Is it's red all the way across the board. The good news about all this is there's a silver lining here. The money that's coming out of the stock market right now is pushing over right through here. It's going into bonds. That's helping the mortgage rates tremendously. So my name is Dan Friel, where I do two reports a day. I do this to help you guys understand, well, the markets in general, but I want you to really understand real estate and how to find it. So our slogan here is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan to up to 30 different lenders. Now, how do we do that? Well, I'm also licensed in all 50 states. So I'll give you all my information at the end of this video. I think you're going to find it intriguing. And if you're really looking for some assistance when it comes to a mortgage, hope to be your person. So without further ado, so mortgage rates eased a little bit today. What actually happened? The markets are just, they don't know what's going to happen next. So if you're concerned about maybe your job, or your pay stubs, price at the pump, the price at the grocery store, you know, then you have taxes, have all this other stuff. And then we have concerns over the Middle East. And then you have concerns with all this stuff together. And people are trying to make sense of it. Okay, guys, we can't make sense of it right now. We're going to have to wait and see how some things just come about. So unfortunately, that's what the really people should be coming out. But we're going to try to give you some guidance. So let me explain to you kind of what's going on in the markets right now. So people are dumping stocks right now because they just don't know what's going on. Let's say, for example, you own a company or you want to buy a company. Let's say you want to buy stock in a company that manufactures widgets. Okay. So you want to buy that, you know, invest in that company. But the uncertainty is what's going to go on with all prices. You know, with tariffs coming in, if I need equipment from overseas, my prices are okay. Now you also see there's some weakness in the economy right now. So unemployment might be ticking up. So you might lose some workers or things like that. So if you're concerned about all this stuff, it's like, okay, well, think about if you're a company owner and you really don't know what's going on. So what people are electing right now, they're saying, okay, I'm not going to buy into stocks. I don't want to own equities right now because I don't know how they're going to be affected by all this stuff. So what are people doing? They're pulling their money out of stocks, putting it into bonds. Okay. So this should actually say, it says treasuries rally, but it says bonds rally as U.S. recession angst sends investors to safety. So here's what's happening. People are dumping their stocks. As you could see, the VIX is skyrocketing. That means people are really anxious. So what are they doing with their money? Well, they're not putting in a savings. What they're going to do, move it over to some bonds. Okay. Some of the bonds they're going to buy are right through here. These are treasury or mortgage-backed security bonds. They're getting a nice reprieve right now in what's going on in the markets. What's happening is people are dumping their equities and buying bonds. So the prices of bonds are going up because you're paying more for them. What happens when the price of a bond goes up, the thing right through here, the yield or the rate comes down. So this is the mortgage bond that's trading on Wall Street, and it's up 22 ticks, and mortgage rates are down. So what you're looking at right through here is the price of a bond. Normally, when you look at a bond, you'll see its yield. So in this case, you see the price of the bond. So what you have to figure out is, okay, how does this get interpreted to a yield? Price goes up in the bond. Depending on how much the price goes up, depends on how much the rates are coming down. Now, the flip side of this, if bonds go down, rates are going to go up. Okay, so let's get over to the economic news we had for today. Really nothing. Okay, so what we want to focus in on is what is coming down the pike. Okay, so here's what we had on inflation. We had today, consumer inflation expectations. Well, talking about expectations, get over to Steve Leisman. He has a nice little interview right now. He's actually talking about this. Inflation expectations, unchanged, but he's going to go through a laundry list of things. I'll pause every once in a while, but he's right on point on some of these. But some of these might be giving us a hint of what's around the corner with the inflation numbers we're going to get on the next couple of days with the economic calendar of the week. So, Steve, take it away and give some of the inflation numbers.
We are getting some breaking news out of the New York Fed. For that, we're going to turn to Steve Leisman. Morning, Steve.
Good morning, Carl. Inflation expectations in the New York Fed survey of consumer expectations were unchanged but remained elevated. And we'll see that some of the internals were kind of weak, as was the CNBC NRF retail monitor. Talk to that in a second. But here's the 1 year up 0.1. The 3 and the 5 year, more followed by the Fed, were unchanged. And that's towards the high end of the range for both of those. Now, individual price expectations, they rose kind of sharply. Gas, despite declining at the pump, was actually up in people's minds, up 1.1%, 3.7%.
He already said it was down, it was actually up in people's minds. So those are also things you got to focus in on. But there is a couple different things that he's going to say in here that might give us a hint, or at least give us some readings into what the consumer inflation numbers might look like that they're coming out in about 2 days.
Food was up as well. Medical care, rent, as was not shown here, but college education costs. Now, medical care was the highest, by the way, since May 2024. Unemployment expectations rising 5.4% to the highest level since September 2023. Spending growth expectations, however, were also up. That's a good metric here, up 0.6% to 5%, but concerned about missing a debt payment, the highest level since April 2020. We've been talking about some of those default and delinquency statistics that have been out there. 27.4% of households expect a worse financial situation in 1 year. That's the highest since November 2023. Separately, turning to our consumer spending, it declined for a second straight month, according to the CNBC NRF February Retail Monitor. That was driven by weather and policy uncertainty in Washington. Retail Monitor, which is powered by real credit card data from Affinity Solutions, shows retail spending ex auto and gas down 0.2% after January's sharp 1.07%. decline. It's the first back-to-back monthly declines we've had. Removing restaurants showed the same decline, year-over-year rates falling for both indices. The spending decline was broad-based, declining in 9 of our 12 sectors. In 7 of 12 sectors, guys, it was down for 2 months in a row.
So that might not be bad news, because remember this morning's video, I don't know if you watched it, but I'll try to put it right up through here. We started talking about disposable income and how disposable income spiked to ungodly levels during COVID. People had more money than ever in history during COVID, and then they spent it all, and that's what caused inflation. Check out, like I said, check out this morning's video. And then right now, they're back right on course, the same savings basically rate projection we've had since the 1960s. So check out that video from this morning. I think you're going to learn a lot from that one. So here's what we're concerned about based on some of this information. Tomorrow, we have the JOLTS Index. And that just gives us job openings and labor transfers. See how, you know, how are companies looking to hire right now? So this is what's going to give us a kind of a look into the jobs market. And then on Wednesday and Thursday, we're going to get, it's nothing but inflation numbers that day. Wednesday is going to be consumer inflations all the way across the board. The next day we have PPI coming in. That's producer inflation, as well as initial jobless claims. That's coming in. And then that's basically the clustering of information we have for this week. And then next week, what's happening next week? Federal Reserve's meeting. So the Federal Reserve's going to meet next week. What are they going to do? Well, they're going to do nothing next. So the projections there is, I can go through that calendar, I can go down below, but the Federal Reserve's not supposed to do anything until June of this year. So we're going to monitor that closely to see how that all goes. The last piece of this puzzle I want to talk to you guys about: who I am and what do I do? My name is Dan Frio. I'm actually licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. Our slogan here is one application, one credit pool, a loan over up to 30 different lenders. How do we do that? First off, I need to do a public service. This thing right here. So did you sign up for the do not call list? I hope you did, because that'll stop solicitors of all kinds trying to call you. But did you realize a lot of your credit data, financials, are being sold as well? When you apply for a mortgage or a car loan, credit agencies has the ability to sell your data, and those are called trigger leads. If you want to stop that, go to optoutprescreener.com. You can do that right there. It's kind of like the do not call registry. This is do not sell my financial data. So that's that part of it. Now over to what I do and how do I do things. Well, I work at a federal bank. Okay, the best thing about that is I'm licensed in Puerto Rico. The unique thing about our bank, and there's only a couple of these in the entire country, we're also a large mortgage brokerage. And what that means to you is I have 30 other companies I can work with. It's ours and 30 other companies. I got their programs. I got their rates. Even two of these programs have, in these different situations, have $6,000 first-time homebuyer grant you might qualify for. And another one is a $4,500 first-time homebuyer grant that you might qualify if you didn't qualify for the $6,000. So these are things we help navigate. Not all about rate. We want to make sure you get into the right program. You're educated on what you're getting into, and we'll focus in on the rate and the programs and everything. Don't be wowed over the rate, folks. So how do you reach out to me and my team? We'll go to therateupdate.com. There's a couple different ways. One, you can put in your application right through there. That'll just go right to me. I'll be giving you a call within 24 hours, ask any questions you got. then we'll be putting you on your way. If you want to schedule a consultation, you can do that right through here. So you can just schedule one-on-one with me anytime you want. Go to the calendar. Or you can scroll down to the bottom of our website, and that information is right through here, and that'll give us your direct, or you, our direct direct contact information. Our phone number is 844-775-5626, or you can reach me personally at dan@theRateUpdate.com. If you're a current homeowner, though, that's some good news for you as well. Scroll up just a little bit, getting all revamped. You can actually put in your request right there. It says rate watch over my head. You want me to monitor rates for you? What you can do is put in your mortgage information into there and then let me know at what rate would you want contacted. Start looking into the numbers to see if a refinance makes sense to you. You can do that on our website as well. So thanks for watching, folks. I hope you learned something today, gained some knowledge, and I hope you would join me tomorrow. We can see how this mess starts all over again. Thanks and have a fantastic evening, folks.